Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Out of Spec podcast. I'm your host, Jordan, joined by, of course, Kyle Connor. We're actually both at different hotels in LA right now, but we're talking about a French trip Kyle took recently to check out the new Porsche Macan EV. This is their new EV built on the PPE platform, different from Taycan. We've got a lot to get into. Let's talk about it.
This episode is made possible by the support we get from Fort Collins Kia. If you are in the market for any electric Kia, not only do they never add market adjustments, they will deliver your car to you anywhere in the 48 contiguous states for out-of-spec viewers. More information in the link in the show notes.
So Kyle, how was France?
Best French trip I've had, that's for sure. And really enjoyed it. Great driving roads. And of course, it was all about the Macan EV, which we've already up to this point, we've done like a technical deep dive where I went and spent a couple days with the engineers and like dove into everything. Then I took everyone on a studio tour and, you know, went front to back, showed every compartment, every cubby, every menu in the software. And then I took it on a range test where I was able to see how far it went at 70 miles per hour. It wasn't 100% how I would have loved to do it because we did it in California and not in Colorado. But even then, it did well over 320 miles at 70 miles an hour, which in my head's like, okay, this is a 300 mile range car, no matter how you drive it and no matter the spec, as long as you're somewhat reasonable. And then the last thing to do really is to drive it where I can at least talk about driving it with our audience. So that required me having to go to France to drive the car, which to most people probably sounds amazing, but whatever. I enjoy the trips. I like hanging out with the engineers, and you really don't get to have the access to the people who created the car unless you go on these big trips. So I went over to France. Lots of Macan EV stuff. I drove both launch specifications of the car, the 4 and the turbo. There will be others coming in the future. I'm sure it's Porsche. They come up with trims for everything, but they're starting with the base dual motor system and the top spec dual motor system, at least for the time at launch. And I was able to drive both of those in the city, on the highway, and in the canyons.
So what are your major takeaways as the difference? Like, do you need to spring for the turbo, or can you just get the base and be happy with it? And how does that compare to like existing gas Macans? Because that's the big deal. Macan was like big seller for Porsche. They were like, oh, people in America are buying these little SUVs. Let's just make a ton of them. And so now that's why they're bringing the electrified Macan out before even the Cayenne, because I think it really does sell well. But as far as gas ones, I mean, you kind of have to go pretty spicy, I think, to have a really engaging one. Otherwise, you got like a 4-cylinder turbo. Whereas with the Macan EV, is the 4 okay? Or do you have to go turbo and just that's how you have fun with it?
Yeah, I mean, the turbo is really fun and pretty drifty and pretty spicy, of course. But the standard car, feels like way more standard car than the combustion Macan. It's also priced quite a bit more than the standard combustion Macan. But keep in mind, Jordan, that both 718, their small sports car, and Macan operate with the old user interface and other things, which means that the Macan, as we know it, combustion, I think soon will not be able to be sold in Europe because there's all these protection laws of like vehicle interface stuff. Also, same with 718. So the electric Macan in many markets will just become the Macan. And in fact, like even in Porsche's naming, they don't say Macan EV or Macan Electric. It's just the trim levels that denote that it's actually electric. Now, in our content, we say Macan EV, Macan Electric, because I think that's how people commonly refer to them as. But technically, there's no electric or EV in the name, similar to like Taycan isn't Taycan Electric, as an example. I definitely want to answer your question on is the turbo worth it? And it's interesting because going from a four to a turbo is not that big of a price spread as you would imagine. And the turbo comes with a lot of standard equipment over the standard Macan. So by the time you like spec up a base one in the US, you're only like 10 grand apart to a turbo on some, you know, like for like comparisons. And I think if you look at, okay, overall cost of ownership, when it comes time to sell it, you know, the turbo is going to be worth a little bit more. I mean, just on a pure numbers basis, it may make sense for some people just to get the turbo, and you probably aren't going to be, as an overall round trip investment, you're probably not going to be that much more in the hole, and then you get a lot more power. And that's the big thing for a lot of people.
Real consumer advice. Just go turbo. Because my question for you actually is,
I think the standard car for most people, that's the one to go for. But if you're going to spec up a standard car with all the stuff, then maybe just spend an extra bit, you know, 8 to 10 grand or whatever it is, and then get the turbo.
Well, Ian, I wonder how many people do just buy like a standard Porsche, because I feel like they're known for their specifications and the infinite modularity within the configurator. I mean, just spending time on a Porsche configurator is like my idea of a good afternoon, like just specking every little bits and pieces. So I wonder, like, would people even buy the standard with no options, or are we talking like most people would option it? And then that leads me to my other question, which we can get to in a second, but like PPE cars, this premium platform electric is shared between the Q6 e-tron and the Macan electric. Who would be, I don't know, are they competing at all with the Q6 and like the base Macan? Like, obviously Macan Turbo is a whole special thing. It blows the SQ6 e-tron out of the water, I'm sure. But I wonder if, you know, would people even cross-shop those, or is there too much brand loyalty?
Well, that is such a big topic that I want to do a video on, which is what is Audi's place in Volkswagen Group, first of all? because they're just the most confused automaker I could ever imagine. But just to back up a little bit before we get too big into, you know, like car versus car, let me just explain what Macan is from a technical perspective, explain what premium platform electric is. PPE is the new sort of small to mid-size electric platform within Volkswagen Group. It's going to underpin the A6, the A6 e-tron, the Q6 e-tron, the Macan. There's got to be some other ones mixed in there as well. They have a boat that you mentioned that they built with PPE components. And essentially, the way the Macan comes is one battery pack. It's 100 kilowatt hour gross, 95-ish kilowatt hour usable, dual motor, both permanent magnet, silicon carbide on the rear, silicon up front. So it's going to be rear primary axle. And the Macan is the sportiest car on PPE, at least right now. We'll see what happens in the future, but Macan Turbo is, at least at launch, that's the top model for this platform. And you can spec it with rear axle steering and head-up display and driver assistance and big sound system, and you can go absolutely crazy. And the prices start in the $90,000 range. You're just under $100,000 for a, I would say, a reasonably nice spec Macan 4. And actually not a huge spread in non-traditional Porsche fashion, at least for our market. You're up to about $130,000 for, well, I think my perfect spec was like $124,000 or $125,000 for a turbo with everything I wanted. And I was like, that's that's pretty good. I mean, it's still a Macan that's $124,000. So let's not get carried away here. But it's also an electric car that has a big battery and a lot of cost and a lot of content. And, you know, at least in we're so used to Taycan, which this car is not as bespoke or crazy or as wild as Taycan. It's definitely a step down from that. But we're so used to Taycan getting up into the $200,000 range, if you spec them up, that this kind of feels like a deal. Now, if you're coming from combustion Macan, which was either that EA888 four-cylinder or you get a turbo V6 into this, this is a price bump. But it's also a performance bump, and it's a quality bump, and it's a handling bump, and it feels better than the standard combustion Macan in almost every trim. And now the top trim of Macan is electric. It is the fastest one. And so you can get 0 to 60 in the low 3 second range. It's not a straight line car. This is a handling car. It's a fun car. It's a high quality experience. And I have a whole hour long deep dive driving video on it already. But I think what it comes down to and what our viewers need to know about it is this is a car that's going to be kind of in a class of its own. To answer your question, it's a step above Q6 e-tron in almost every category in terms of materials, in terms of comfort, in terms of, I think, even styling in certain areas. This is a more premium product, priced to be more premium than Q6 e-tron. Q6 e-tron actually even, I think, has more room. It's got the squared off back, so Macan should have more range and just, you know, fully optimized Porsche way, even down to like the steering gears in there are different for Porsche versus Audi. Every suspension component's different, things like that. So it's a different car. But, you know, it's still a $90,000 electric SUV, so it's got to be good, and it is. And regardless if you get the turbo or the four, they all have this very chill character to them. You get in, it's not annoying. It's like a Tesla. You keep your key in your pocket or whatever. You don't have to hit the start button. You just get in, put it in drive, put it in park, walk away as it should be. And it's one of those cars that is going to be an amazing daily driver. And for a daily driver, it has to be really quiet, which this is unbelievably quiet. Really, really, really quiet. It has to be really comfortable. And US gets air suspension as standard, and this thing just cruises down the highway. It's not like Q8 e-tron wafting, but it is compliant without being bouncy or totally disconnected. I think everyone's going to really be surprised and appreciate how nice this vehicle is going to be on a road trip. I would highly recommend getting the InnoDrive stuff, all the lane centering functionality, because that's been much improved over previous Porsches. How that's not standard, I don't know, but it's typical Porsche. Just option that, option rear steer, option Burmester if you love audio. That's not cheap, but it's worth it, I think. And, you know, it's one of those cars that this thing you can just tell is meant to munch the miles. 270 kilowatt peak charging, holds over 200 kilowatts to almost 60% state of charge. Just a monster charging curve, great charging peak. It should be even better than the outgoing Taycan, which was one of the best charging cars ever. So I'm very excited about this car's ability to do big miles. And we're going to do all the road trips and stuff like that. I want to take it up to North Cape in Norway. We have some other trips planned that I really just want to showcase what this thing can do and test what it can do, because I think it's a really good benchmark to the auto industry to say, hey, if you can't do what this Macan can do, like don't come to the party with a premium electric offering, which we're seeing a huge trend of electric vehicles. Of course, they're expensive from content perspective. They go up in price, so yeah, they go up in quality. And we're seeing a ton of $100,000 SUVs that are electric. This is going to be the smallest and sportiest and sort of almost hot hatch vibes, $100,000 electric SUV. But Jordan, it feels like it's worth the money. That's the crazy part.
Yeah, there's a lot of other ones that are just so expensive, and everything's getting more expensive. I mean, the average used car or the average car price in America is approaching 50 grand already, which is pretty wild. But this really is the electric level. And it is funny, like the same parallel kind of exists with, like, you can spec up a Telluride, and then at the very top spec Telluride, that's where the electric one comes in, the EV9. And so that's how it feels to me, is like you can still get, at the moment, you know, gas Macans, and then you get up to the electric side. It's like, oh, now you're getting into a lot more functionality. Of course, the EV, it has range and charging, which we don't always get both. Like, I'm happy with really great range or really great charging, but obviously both is great. And Taycan even proved that, like, not always range leading, but they always, like, beat their own EPA testing and stuff. So I wonder, like, is this going to bring a lot more people to Porsche that were holding out? Because Taycan's not for everyone. But is this really much bigger on the inside?
And it's not even about bigger. It's just, it's going to be value compared to Taycan. You're going to get a lot more in Macan for the money. And so I think, yes, you're going to see a lot of potential current Macan owners upgrading if the dealers know how to have those conversations correctly. And I think our market is a bit unique in Europe, especially. This car is going to be, this is the next logical choice for a Porsche owner. This is, if you have a current Macan, even a Cayenne, and a lot of people like to, you know, play between Macan and Cayenne, this is now like, okay, great value, ton of car for the money, totally right sized, let's go for it. In the US, I still think combustion Macan is going to be strong. I think that car is priced really well, it's desirable. They always do well. It's not Porsche. It depends on what vehicle launches, like Cayenne and Macan battle for top sales. Right now, I think it's Cayenne because it just got refreshed, and then Macan Electric might put Macan back into the top spot. But it's a huge volume seller. It's really in Porsche. Really important that Porsche got this right, and they did. So from a daily driving category, like we were talking about, comfortable cruiser, can put the miles on, but it has this split character that when you dial up the modes, you know, it's got air suspension with adaptive damper and completely adaptive ESP and adaptive powertrain control. And you can actually like start to slide around. Even the base car is like pretty fun and enjoyable to like get down a road. I was really impressed with that. By the time you put options on the base car, like I said, if it's only 10 grand more to get a turbo and you enjoy driving, get the turbo, because like it's not that much more money. You get bigger brakes, you get different damper, you get, you know, a bunch of other standard equipment as well. And then you actually have some power. Then it feels like, okay, this is what a Porsche electric should be when you put your foot to the floor and it boogies and it puts some speed on. And I almost equate it to like an Ioniq 5N character. But you don't have to have all that Hyundai cheap plastics everywhere and manual seats and stupid UI that makes zero sense. This is like it is that same enjoyment of Ioniq 5N, maybe a little bit less hardcore, but in a much nicer, dailyable platform that's a premium product that feels really good to drive. And so I loved the turbo when I went out on it. I also had like a bright yellow, speed yellow version that was really fun that I took out. But It just had this rowdy character that I thought, okay, they really wanted to have some fun. And I've been in the turbo on track as a passenger doing drifting laps around the Leipzig test track. And it was just all day long, you're hanging that tail out. And it's like, it's actually way, way driftier than even like you would expect. It's probably slower. Yeah, it's probably they probably gave up on the like hardcore handling stuff and said, let's just make it go sideways because it's just fun and hilarious that you can do that in an electric SUV. And I'm okay with that compromise.
Well, yeah, they were like, we can't win F1 with this. So we know Kyle's coming. So we'll just make it go sideways and then he'll give it a good review. But yeah, it is funny. The same thing can be said for, you know, we say, oh, sometimes we're like, let's take a base Taycan instead of the Plaid. Because Porsches just handle a certain way, even in the lower specs. It's not like you have to get a turbo to get something that's interesting to drive. And I think that's where Taycan really excelled, that kind of proved themselves. Now they're emanating throughout the rest of the lineup. I'm looking forward to, you know, Boxster EV eventually. So I don't know. I'm excited to drive it. I'm jealous you got to go. But yeah, I was stuck with the Q6 e-tron, which is fine. It's good. Premium platform electric really is good in all the flavors. But if you can spring from the Q6 e-tron to the Macan, that might be worth it. If you can spring from the Macan 4 to the Macan Turbo, just walk your way up. And then the other car in the garage could be a Taycan Turbo GT and then two cars.
I was just going to say, just get a Turbo GT.
Yeah, but again, yeah, Kyle's a lot of coverage on the Macan EV already. Like you said, deep dive, range test, now a driving video. Now you can talk about it. So is there anything else you want to cover, or is that just already hours of content.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the driving review covers it, but for people who don't want to spend an hour watching the video, the car is as expected. It's good in every area. They couldn't mess it up. They didn't mess it up, and people are going to love it. I mean, for the intended Macan owner who's not into the details of every single little driving behavior thing, because this is most people's daily driver, it's just going to be fantastic. It's not for everyone, though. A lot of Tesla owners that put software first and integration and over-the-air updates and all of these as their top priority, that's not this car. This car is someone who maybe is a bit more old school that wants like a completed vehicle. I just did a video on this at the time of launch. Like, this thing is, it was delayed, but it's sorted, it's dialed, it drives great. And they will have some updates coming to it over time. My suggestion was, let's get one pedal driving in there at some point in the near future. That would be cool because Q6 e-tron does it.
Yeah. So,
yep, this could do it, at least give people the option. But ultimately, it's like, I always just come back to Macan. My mom's driven Macans for years, and I'm just like, this is the logical next car for her. And most people I see driving Macans are like my mom. They're all like, you know, just using them as daily drivers, and this car is perfect at that, and everyone is going to love it. It's not fully dialed in and optimized, only 11 kilowatt onboard charger, not even 80 amp, you know, 22 kilowatt or 19 point whatever kilowatt option. So, you know, like there's still things that are not great or perfect. It's any car we can find holes in it, but your average driver is just going to love any driving scenario with this. Really not much to complain about. And man, it's going to be very high on my recommendation list, especially because I think they're going to hold their value pretty well. I think these are, it's not going to pull a Taycan and nosedive. That's just my estimate. I don't know. We'll see what happens, but I think they're actually going to hold their value and people are going to love them.
Yeah, I agree. I can't wait to try it out. And yeah, it should be fun to actually run it through our standardized testing. I think it will blow most of them out of the water, although I'm curious about the ADAS one, but it might do pretty well with that too. So we'll try to do a hogback trial and everything with it as soon as we can get our hands on one in Colorado. But until then, that's, yeah, quick talking points on the Porsche Macan EV. Again, check out all the videos, and we'll see you on lots more coverage soon. Me and Kyle are not in California doing nothing, so we'll see you all very soon.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.